Other ways to say you're sick, tired, or unwell. Under the weather isn't the only way to say you're not feeling well. In English, there are a few other ways to express unpleasant feelings in the body. So let's explore some of those phrases. I'm feeling a little off. Feeling a little off expresses you don't feel well, but you're not sure why. It could convey dizziness, fatigue, exhaustion, confusion, brain fog, or illness. This is a general expression that can be used in many contexts. I'm not feeling so hot. This expression has the same meaning as under the weather and is the closest to a true synonym. I'm feeling rough. Rough is a chameleon of an expression because, unlike under the weather, this phrase can also imply that you were out all night and not necessarily sick. However, Americans also use it to convey illness. I'm sick as a dog. This is an older phrase that is a step above under the weather. If you're sick as a dog, you're truly sick and should be at home in bed and/or need to see a doctor. Hopefully, you won't have to use this phrase very often. I'm knocking on death's door, or I'm at death's door. Last, I hope you only hear or use this idiom as an exaggeration. It's a way of stating that you or someone else is very, very ill. Again, it is generally an exaggerated statement, but you may hear it in a serious context. Be careful with this phrase, as death can be an emotional topic for some people. Along with under the weather, you now have a range of phrases you can use to express feelings of illness when you're not well. Can you think of any more we forgot to mention? Leave a comment below and let us know about it. For more resources on idioms, be sure to visit our blogs on funny idioms and business idioms so you can express yourself like a native speaker. And if you're interested in learning more English grammar and speaking with other learners like yourself, we offer interactive exercises and unlimited automatic feedback with our starters offer. With that, you have access to our Magoosh English Speaking Slack group where you can get peer feedback from advanced students. It's a great way to take your English learning to the next level.